We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Kuchavav Amar Aleph. And we are starting the top line of Kuchavav Amar Aleph. Amar Avuna Amar Rav Asi. Bechor Shemicha Micha. Which means that a Bechor says, we said before that if the Yarshim go ahead and improve the property, the halacha is that the Kuliyam, the Bechor does not take Pishnaim. But here we have a case where the Bechor says, I don't want you to start working on it. I want to split right away. I don't want you to start improving it. And they went ahead and improved it anyway. So the halacha is, there he takes pishnayim. Because I told you not to improve it. I want to make chaluk right now. And once I say I want a chaluk, it's ki'ilu, I got my chaluk. And if it's ki'ilu got my chaluk, now you improved my chaluk. Shkoyach, you improved my chaluk, but it's my chaluk, and therefore he gets double in it. If he was Meicha before they started improving it, he said, I want to do the Chalukah now. So it's Ke'ilu, he was ready Mechalik it, and therefore he gets his Chalik, and any improvements, he would get Pishnayim. Amar Rav Huna Rav Asi, B'chor Shemicha Micha. Amar Rabba, Mestav V'tam Rav Asi, it makes sense what Rav Asi is saying, Ba'anovim U'batsum, that the trees had grapes, and the Yisrael went ahead and harvested it, or Zaysim Moskum, or they harvested the olives. So there, it makes sense that, okay, it's my trees now. Everything is shkoyach for harvesting, but it's my parents. Aval darchum lohi. But if they crushed the grapes and made it into wine, or crushed the zeis and made it into olive oil, there, the yisraelim get that. There's no pishnayim in that. What's the pshat? Zok the Rashbam, the reason is, because it's ki'ilu, they stole it. Look at the Rashbam, it's the fourth wide line, aval darchum. Amanas liskos hein, v'shvach dricha. They did this in order to be zeicha in the improvements of making into wine. Lo yishakam b'chav b'shtayim, ketana goyzle eitzim, vasim kelim. Just like I said, if someone steals eitzim and makes it into a keli, m'shalam k'shas yizela, the kanya b'shinui. Hachanami, kanyu yisami lahani anavim b'shinui. The yisayim ha'koyne it with a shinui. And therefore, this halacha that the b'chav takes b'shtayim is only if they just harvest the grape. If they crush it, then they were koyne it, they stole it. It was wrong what they did, but they get it. Even if you crushed it, right? The Gemara, how can you say that? Darchum mi kara envi. Beginning it was anavim. Hashto chamra. Now it's wine. So of course, you're kind of a shinui. How can Vayisav say that the bechor takes pishnayim? Aye, they're kind of a shinui. They're kind of a shinui. Now Tosis is bothered by the Gemara's kasha of Fid Rashbam because there's a machlekes with shinui's kindness. Maybe going to call another man the yama. He blabs shara. With this kasha. But Rav Yosef said, I feel a darchum around the cash. What do you mean? Darchum? You're kind of machine. So Gemara answers, you're right. And Rav Yosef did not really argue. Could the Umrav Ukva Barchama Litin Loy Dmei Hezek Anovav? Hakinami Nois Loy Dmei Hezek Anovav? Just like Rav Ukva Chama answers for someone else that you pay the Dmei Hezek Anovav, here also has what it means. And like the Rashbam explains, Rav Yosef is not arguing. What he's saying is, he's kind of a machine. But not only that, they have to pay the value of the grapes. B'shas t'gzela, even if the grapes went down in value afterwards, and they got in skalkel, you pay the demei hezek anov, you have to pay how much they cost. And that's what it means. So Rav Yosef says, yeah, taka, they serve him a koinet, and not only that, they have to pay the value of how much it costed when they took it.
Not now,
Bishnei. Huh?
Not
Bishnei. It's Bishnei, whatever his chalik was, yeah. They're giving back the b'chor, whatever his chalik was, and even if it went down in value.
Yeah, they don't take pishnayim.
No, the yayim is kind of, no. If yayim went off value as the yayim, they don't take pishnayim. That belongs to him, so that's kind of a shina. Now, hech itmah de Rav Ukva Chama, ahodon Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, b'charo pashut, where was Rav Ukva Chama said? On this memra of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It says, b'charo pashut, sheniach lehem aviyem anavim. There was a b'charo pashut that the father left over anavim, u'batsum, and it was harvested by the yisayimim, or zeisim maskum, or left over olives, and it was harvested by the yisayimim. It says there, the Bechor takes Bishnayim, I fill a Darchum. And on that we asked, Darchum, how could it be? If you crush them into wine, Darchum, now it's wine. What it means is, a fill a Darchum means you have to pay for the Anavim. You have to pay, even if the Anavim went down in price, you pay for the Shas, Hezek Anavim, you pay for Shas of when you took it, you pay how much was now went down in value, you pay for how much it is when you took it. That's the concept. The concept of Gemara is that you can be meicha on the say I want to be chalik now. Since I was meicha, I get pishnayim. And if you approve it, it's my improvement. Unless you did a shinui, so then it's a gzela, which kind of a shinui. Amar Rav Asi, Bechor shem notal chelik kaposhet viter. Very interesting halacha. They had here a big piece of property, and they saw they're going to split that first. And when they split this property, the Bechor said, you know what, I don't need pishnayim, just give me a regular chelik, because there was going to be a little argument about it. So, you know what, I'm a vater. I'm only taking a chelik poshut, which means a single chelik in this property. So the halacha is viter. He gives up his Bechor. Now, we know from before that a Bechor can give away his Bechor. Because it says, lost li pishnayim, like a matana. So you have a right to say, I'm not taking my pishnayim. You have a right to mevater. You do have a right. So here, he was mevater in this property. The halacha is viter. Now, my viter, how much are you mevater? In everything now? Or just dafka the sada? Rav Papa said, Rav Amar, viter bo isa sada. You dafka mevater in that property, in that chaluk of that property. Rav Papa said, Rav Amar, that viter v'chal nechasim kula. You gave up your pishnayim and all the nechasim, and everything, not only in that sada. So the Gemara explains, what's the bir machlekes? Rav Papa said to Rav Amar, like the Rashbam, the Zavur in the Rashbam, that for sure his kavana is to mevater on the whole chelik of pishnayim. Shaila is if it's possible to do it yet. That's the machlekes. Rav Papa mishmei the Rav Amar viter va'isa sada, the dafka that sada is viter kosavar ein loy bechor koydim chaluka, that the bechor doesn't have a right to pishnayim before chaluka, only happens by the chaluka. It can't be meichel on something that never got to his hand. Pshat is that he can only mevater on something that we're oimer to do chalukah for. He says, even the Gemara before that says that you could say, I don't want the pishnayim, only when you wrap back to chalukah. He says, Zokar Papa, this property that I'm doing chalukah on, I can mevater my chelik b'chayra. But on the rest of the chosim, on the other houses, the cars, the trucks, that you didn't make chalukah yet, I can't be meichel my pishnayim yet. And therefore, it's only mevater on that. Not because it's kavala is not, it's kavala on everything, but he can't do it. Rav Papa said, Rav Amar viter b'chol nechasim kula. He's vater everything. He's vater everything. Kesavar, yesh lo lebechor koidim chalukah. That before the chalukah, the bechor already, it's ki'ilu he has a right on that pishnayim, and therefore he could say, I don't want it, because ki'ilu he has it already, even before chalukah. Umudah ocha b'ha, ocha b'kulu. And once he's Michael Nez, they look at everything. Like the Rashbam says, four lines on the bottom. V'anan sahadi, v'chi hecher da ochel b'hai soda, ochel b'kulu. V'kivin di yesh koyach v'yod l'iskois, yesh koyach nakonan l'in litaim v'limcha v'yav mechila. That yesh lo b'chor koyach mechiluka means that even though he doesn't have the chelik pashut, but the chelik b'chor he has, that he can, anytime he wants, he can come take it, and therefore, he has a right to Michael any time. Just like, now, where do you see this idea that the Bechor has a right in his Nechosim ready right away? So the Rashbam, the rise from before, he said, Bechor Shem Micha Micha. He could any time say, I want to do Chaluk right now, and it works. So it's Ki'ilu, I already have it from now, and therefore, that's the Shita of Rav Papi that says, Vita Bechor Shem Kulam, because he has a Yad and a right in the Chaluk HaBechor, even from this minute. The Gemara says that this is a puppy or a papa is not a fairish. It came from a different story. Other a puppy or a papa, a lot of fairish. It's ma'al machal. It was looked at a different story. There was a story like this: the hu bechar, the ozel zoven nichse the day with the pashut. He went ahead and sold the whole estate. Now, obviously, he's not allowed to do that. He can't do it before chalukah. You're selling someone else's chelik before the chalukah, and he never told you allowed to sell it. So it's a double problem here. They weren't mechalik yet, and bechlal, the pashut doesn't want to sell it. He was planning to give the money to the pashut, but he saw a good deal. He's selling the whole estate. He got an offer, the whole estate, for $4 million. You know what? It's worth it. I'm selling the whole thing for $4 million, the Bechor said. But he didn't ask anyone. He wasn't in charge. Now, what happened was, he sold it. Now, the Ozel Yasme, the Yisoymim of his brother wasn't alive anymore, but his brother had children who have a right to Yerusha. So they went ahead, Ozel Yasme, Bnei Pashut, L'meichel Tamri, they went to eat from the Tamri. They went to eat from the Tamri. That's where they went to eat. And they started eating. It's my our property. My halakuchas from those lakuchas. Machanud, the lakuchas went and started hitting them. Omlu Kraibim, so the Kraibim, the Yisoymim, told the lakuchas, Lo mistaya, the Zavintu l'nichsayu, it's not bad enough that you bought someone else in the chasim, Ela mimcha nam mechisalu, even hitting them, even hitting them, that's what you're doing. You are hitting those Yisaimim. First of all, you stole someone's property because you weren't allowed to buy it without the permission. Now you're hitting them? So also come to Rava, again to Rava. Rava said, Taka, like, also like klum. His sale that he made is worthless. On top of my base. So Marasov on top of my base, Marasov like also klum bepalga. Rav Papi holds that only in the chelik pshutusoy and the chelik pashut of the brother, there was no sale. But on his chelik b'chayra, he could sell that. That much could be sale. Why? Because he holds yeshloy lebechar chaluka. You know, before the chaluka, he has a chelik already. And this is where you see Rav Papi Shita. He holds that you a bechar has a right on his pishnayim before it was split up. And therefore, lo yosef klum b'palga, only on the half of the pashut and his own pashut also. Umasavar bekulu. It's lo yosef klum on everything. So that's the smachlokes. Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Rav Papi holds. Rav Papi holds lo yosef klum b'palga, but the other half is a good sale. The chelik habechar is a good sale. So you see, he holds that the yeshloi lebechar chelik before the chalukah. Because he could be meicha, like we said before. Umasavar bekulu. Other man he holds no bekulu is lo yosef klum. Sholchu mitam. Bechor shemachar kaidem chalukah lo yasa klum. Bechor that sold before chalukah lo yasa klum. Ama ila lo bechor kaidem chalukah. Like our papa hold, that holds that before the chalukah, bechor has nothing. Vehilcha soba, we passing that like they're passing our papi. Yesh bechor kaidem chalukah. He does have a ride in his pishnaim and the double pot, even for chalukah. And we're bringing the story. Mazutra mid the rispa, mazutra from rispa, palak betzana the papli bahadi achim b'shava. He went ahead and was mavater his chalik. He split up this basket of hot peppers, but equally his brother. So Shaila is mevata on the whole thing, or just on the hot peppers. Also, with Rav Ashi, I'm like, how will we tired to mix us? Since you mevata on mix us of the Yerusha, just of the hot peppers, we're tired of all those cool. Even the guy at properties, you now you mevata your pish time everything, like we said before, that when someone's mevata on everything, Shaila is if you could be mevata on everything, and we're saying you could be because this man, we are passing like Rav Papa hold, like Rav Papi holds, that yesh loy lebechor chelik even before the chalukah, and therefore you can meichel on it. And therefore you can be mevater on it even before you got it. Now I just want to speak out one thing that, just in the cheshbon, before, on the Gemara, before the two dots, that there it said, Omar Yehuda Meshmul, Becharu Pashut Shaniach Lamavim Anavim Obatzrum, Zeisim Omaskum, the Bechor takes Pishnayim. We have to be talking about there a case where you are meichel avata, because this whole halacha that you get shvach is only when you're meicha. Like the Gemara said before, that memory also is going in a case of micha. So the bottom line is like this, that a bechar is meicha and says, I want to do a chalukah then, the halacha is any improvements goes to him. He gets to be shnayim. If he's meicha and he says, I want a chalukah, it's kilu, you got the chalukah. The question of Rav Papi or Rav Papa, and I'm like, is before you were meicha, is since I could be meicha, is it considered I have a chelik bechara or not? And the nafkamina is, could I sell it? And or is mevater also, if I'm mevater on my chelik, is it considered mevater on everything or not? That's the nafkamina. We're paskin, yes, mevater on part, I'm mevater on everything. Why? Because we paskin, yesh loy chelik bechara, even before the chalukah, yesh loy bechara, koidem chalukah.